Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Here's your chance to score with Maaco Auto Body Shop. Join us in San Francisco for Super Week. That's right, a trip for two, airfare, hotel stay, and VIP access to see us do our show. Maaco also giving away 5 free paint jobs and 10 swag bags. Enter daily for a chance to win. Get official rules at danpatrick.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. D.C. residents 18 or over. Ends 11/23/25.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Back to the trial of Richard Allen we go, and today we find ourselves immersed in the labyrinth of recorded conversations, conflicting narratives, and psychological deterioration. What do we really know about Richard Allen's jailhouse statements? Are they true confessions or cries from a broken man under immense pressure? Let's dig in with the help of On the Ground in the Courthouse reporting from our contributor, Bob Mata of the podcast Defense Diaries. It all starts with the cold, flat voice of Richard Allen, a man whose words echo through hours of recorded calls from within the confines of Westville Correctional Facility. On the surface, he makes chilling admissions. "I did it," he says repeatedly. But this isn't the whole story. Far from it. Listen closer, and you'll notice a voice that sounds drained of life, like a man who is holding on to whatever remnants of sanity he has left. It's not just the words, but the way he says them. Monotone, defeated, hopeless. He is a man unraveling, and perhaps that's what his defense wants you to believe. These recorded calls are central to the state's case, and the jury has listened intently as hours of Allen's conversations have been played. But it's not just what Allen is saying. It's what his wife, Kathy Allen, responds with. At the start of each call, Kathy sounds upbeat, trying to inject life into their conversations. You can almost hear her smile as she greets him, hoping against hope that she can offer him some form of comfort. But it doesn't last. Allen's voice drags her down with him, and her optimism dissipates. It's Kathy's reactions that make the listener wonder, is this a wife clinging to hope? Or is she witnessing the man she loves dissolve before her very ears? In one notable call from June 5th, 2023, Alan's voice is even lower than usual. Kathy tries to lighten the mood, suggesting he grab some coffee, even chuckling slightly to mask her concern. But then Alan drops an unnerving line. "I hate spending money when I don't even know where it came from." Kathy gently reminds him that there are people thinking of him, donating money so he can make these calls. He acknowledges it, but there's a void in his tone as though he's speaking from a place far darker than she can reach. The call then pivots to Kathy, trying to discuss mundane things, clothes, breakfast, small talk. Alan's responses remain subdued until suddenly he says, "It's so weird talking to you." When Kathy asks why, he can only manage, "I don't know, everything's weird in here anymore." At one point, Alan admits to feeling as if his mind has gone to hell. Kathy, holding back tears, tries to be strong. "Well, you're kind of living in it right now." There's a pause, a long, uncomfortable silence where the listener can almost feel the heavy burden pressing down on them. Kathy then suggests getting a chaplain to pray with him, but Alan dismisses it. "The chaplain prayed with me once, but it just doesn't help me," he mutters, and his wife's attempts to be the beacon of hope falter. "You have to pray your bad thoughts away," she says, "and know that the demons are fighting hard to get you." Alan's response, "I feel like they already got me." It's here where the psychological angle becomes unavoidable. Is Richard Allen a man aware of his own guilt, haunted by what he has done? Or is he a broken individual suffering from an unbearable psychological weight? These questions hover in the air without clear answers. The defense seizes on this ambiguity, painting a picture of a man who is far from mentally sound. His confessions, they argue, should not be taken at face value. But then, there's a moment that almost everyone in the courtroom fixates on. In one of the calls, Alan mutters something peculiar right as it ends, as if speaking to someone in the room with him. He says, "Okay," with the tone of someone seeking approval. Was he hallucinating? Was someone actually there? Or was it just another symptom of his unraveling psyche? His defense points to this as evidence of a mind under siege, hinting at paranoia or external pressures. The state, on the other hand, pushes back, arguing that these are distractions from the confessions themselves. Alan's mental health isn't a secondary issue here, it's front and center. His defense introduces medical records detailing a psychotic break, with Alan reportedly eating his own feces and experiencing hallucinations. It's unsettling, but it adds another dimension to the narrative. The state, however, is unwavering, pointing out that confessions are confessions, regardless of the mental state of the individual making them. Then comes the state's most critical piece of evidence, the so-called van theory. According to Richard Allen, he was lying in wait near the Delphi Trails. He claimed he saw a van pull up, and that this event somehow spooked him into making his next move. Prosecutors are adamant that this detail ties him directly to the crime. But here's where the defense finds its opening. They argue that the detail about the van wasn't unique. In fact, it had been circulating within the community and was even mentioned on social media. The defense claims it's possible Alan picked up on this from conversations or even overheard it, muddying the waters of whether this was truly firsthand knowledge or planted memory. Defense attorneys Brad Weber and Andrew Luttrell bring up objections, questioning the credibility of the state's timeline. If Alan was so spooked by the van, why did it take an hour and a half for the murders to occur? Moreover, how could the details of this timeline possibly align when the logistics of the crime, such as redressing the victims and moving their bodies, would take far longer than the state suggests? We're not just dealing with physical evidence here. There are the voices, the insinuations, the denials, and the contradictions all swirling together into a fog of confusion. As more calls are played, Alan's mental state comes further into question. He swings from moments of utter clarity, where he makes simple, heartfelt statements to Kathy, to declarations that his mind is gone. Is this the voice of a man confessing to his sins, or someone so far down a psychological rabbit hole that he doesn't know what's real anymore? Adding another layer, law enforcement officials like ISP Master Trooper Harshman are called to testify. They discuss the extensive surveillance measures placed on Allen, monitoring his calls, texts, and even the content he viewed on his tablet. Yet, Harshman admits under cross-examination that he never personally reviewed Allen's medical records. How can anyone claim to understand the mental state of a man whose psychological history is an afterthought? The defense hones in on the idea that Allen's mental state was manipulated. They point out how jail officials received an alert on their phones every time Allen made a call, suggesting an almost obsessive level of scrutiny. His defense team asks a haunting question. Were the conditions in Westville Correctional Facility so severe that they contributed to Allen's mental deterioration, prompting false confessions? Despite all these concerns, the state continues to anchor its case on Allen's recorded admissions. They argue that while he may be broken, he is also a man who knows what he did. But as the trial moves forward, the question remains, is Richard Allen guilty as charged, or has his mind been so compromised that he's confessing to a crime he didn't commit? What stands out most in Richard Allen's case is the unsettling convergence of confession and confusion. From his recorded phone calls to the reports of his psychological distress in jail, we find ourselves at a crossroads. On one side, we have Allen's disturbing admissions. On the other, his defense argues convincingly about the toll taken on a man exposed to relentless psychological pressure and horrific living conditions. Consider the layers at play here. If Allen's mind has genuinely shattered, to what extent can we trust any statements he makes? His voice carries the weight of someone slipping deeper into a mental abyss, and his claims of the demons already having him send chills down anyone's spine. But how much of this is theatrics and how much is genuine mental unraveling? The argument about Allen's mental state raises important questions about the intersection of criminal justice and mental health. How can a court decide the fate of a man whose grip on reality is so tenuous? Or if you believe the state, is Allen's fractured mind nothing more than a convenient cover for his crimes? We've seen cases before where confessions are scrutinized, but the stakes here feel particularly high. Was Allen's environment in Westville Correctional Facility a breeding ground for madness, or did it simply expose the guilt that already haunted him? Let's not forget the van theory, a critical component used to link Allen to the crime scene. The state claims this detail is a smoking gun, yet the defense paints it as a recycled story absorbed into Allen's broken psyche. How reliable is someone whose mind is both a witness and a potential victim of manipulation? In the end, the jury must sift through a web of contradictions. Are these admissions genuine or just echoes of a mind at war with itself? Does a confession hold the same weight when spoken by someone who no longer knows reality from fiction? It's a question that cuts to the core of human psychology and the justice system. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts, and a special thank you to our contributor, Bob Mata, and his podcast, Defense Diaries, for bringing us personal accounts from inside the courtroom. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh.